South Korean National Assembly Speaker Kang Chung-hee has traveled to Iran for a three-day visit to the country. During his visit to Iran, he heads a high-ranking parliamentary delegation. This is the fifth South Korean parliamentary delegation visiting Iran since March last year. The South Korean delegation is scheduled to meet Iranian high-ranking officials. The first such meeting was held on Sunday evening, and Kang met with his Iranian counterpart Ali Larijani. During their meeting, the two heads of Iran and South Korea parliaments have stressed on the necessity of expanding economic cooperation between the two countries. South Korea was Iran's fourth trade partner until 2012, when the U.S. applied tougher sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran over its nuclear energy program. But since Geneva deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany, and by gradual easing of anti-Iran sanctions, South Korean companies are eager to re-enter Iran's market.
For some 50 years, South Korea has had close economic and cultural ties with Iran. During the past years, Iran and South Korea had considerable commercial relations. Of course, in the last 2 years, there have been some fluctuations, but the South Korean parliament is determined to make the best use of its parliamentary diplomacy capacity and to improve and expand bilateral ties with Iran.
Now, the South Korean parliament is using its parliamentary capacity to facilitate and accelerate the presence of the Korean companies in Iran and to maximize the economic relations again.
Iran is a very important country in the Middle East, and South Korea is willing to cooperate with Iran. Our technical expertise, together with Iran's rich resources like oil and gas plus the mines, can lead to desirable economic activities, which will benefit both countries.
With such determination from the two sides, it is expected that in the near future, Iran-South Korea trade volume will hit $10 billion again. Ehsan Kebani, reporting for Press TV, Tehran.